This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Super Typhoon Rai, which ripped through the Philippines over Christmas, has created a massive emergency with huge and ongoing needs, UN humanitarians said on Friday. Communities are still reeling from the effects of the typhoon, which made landfall in no less than 9 places across an area the size of Austria and killed some 500 people. It is being compared to Typhoon Haiyan in 2013, which killed more than 6,000 and left 4 million homeless. Here's Brenda Barton from the World Food Programme, WFP, describing the devastation that humanitarians have encountered.
It just ripped across an area that is enormous, caused just really razing things to the ground, houses to the ground. The area that I saw, there was no building that was untouched, no house without a roof, by all houses without roofs. And it was heartbreaking because it was on Christmas Eve when the Filipino community comes together and celebrates Christmas and goes to Christmas Mass.
To support the relief effort, the UN has launched a $107 million appeal. WFP has requested $25 million of this for food, logistics and telecoms. To date, however, the agency has received $4.7 million, 3 weeks since the crisis began. The Omicron COVID variant should not be considered mild, and it is still killing people. That's the stark message from the World Health Organization, WHO, after the highest weekly number of coronavirus infections yet recorded. In a press conference from Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus repeated his call for vaccine equity, as people who have been vaccinated have the best protection from all forms of the virus. Ahead of the Winter Games in China next month, the UN Health Agency also said that it saw no particular extra COVID risk associated with holding them, despite recent outbreaks in the country. Here's the WHO's Health Emergencies Executive Director, Dr. Mike Ryan.
China has been experiencing some pretty large outbreaks of coronavirus, or COVID-19, over the last number of weeks. And you'll see that the authorities in China are taking a very strong approach to dealing with those outbreaks. So we will continue to monitor the situation, but certainly at this stage, given the arrangements that have been put in place for the athletes and by the organisers, we don't perceive that there's any particular extra risk in hosting or running the games.
Amid reports of deadly violence linked to protests in Kazakhstan, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet has issued an appeal for security forces, demonstrators and others to refrain from violence. All those with grievances should seek a peaceful resolution to the emergency, Ms. Bachelet said on Thursday evening. Her comments came after police in the main city of Almaty said that security forces had killed dozens of protesters, as media reports described intense shooting between the military and armed individuals in front of the city hall. Hundreds have reportedly been injured in the protests, which began on the 2nd of January, after now reversed fuel price hikes. In a statement, the UN rights chief said that international law was clear. People have the right to peaceful protest. But she added that no one, no matter how angry or aggrieved they may be, should resort to violence against others. Daniel Johnson, UN News.